2 weeks ago, a swimmer attempting to make it across the Molokai Channel was bitten in the abdomen by a cookie-cutter shark. That experience cut short the long-distance challenge. It brought to mind a similar story of Hawaii resident Linda Kaiser, an honoree in the International Swimmers Hall of Fame and the Hawaii Watermen Hall of Fame. Now, Linda Kaiser died on the last day of 2018 after a battle with an aggressive form of lung cancer. HPR was there as her ashes were scattered by fellow swimmers in waters off of what's known as Kaimana or Sanssouci Beach. That day, an unusual northwest swell made for tough conditions for the swim out. Her friends, many of them fellow endurance athletes, were up for the challenge, though, in her honor. We start off with Lori Foster.
She's the nemesis of all the sharks out there. You know, like, where the hell is she? Keep trying. She has one story where she was doing the Big Island Maui, but...
Alinuihaha.
And, you know, she'd been through whatever, and Mike had gotten hit by the cookie shark, you know, a month before, and it's like the 25th hour, and this big one is, like, coming right at her. Right at her. They've got this on tape, and she's looking at this thing coming at her, and all the guys in the boat are like, no, get in the boat, get in the boat. She's in her 22nd hour, and she pops up, she goes, hell no. I've been in this water for 22 hours. He wants me, he's going to take me out. So, literally, yeah. So, shark comes right at her, as she says, and he veers to the side. She turns over, she said she could touch him. And he kept going. Because she literally is like, I'm not getting out of this water. I'm done. If he wants me, I'm done. Favorite, not favorite, terrifying statement from Linda is, let's go long. You're like, what does she mean by let's go long? Yeah. And it was usually pretty darn long. You ever go long with her, Stefan?
No, absolutely not.
Stefan Renke is no stranger to the Molokai Crossing, and he credits Linda Kaiser's support.
The ocean's always a challenge for everybody. And you make your own goals, you set your own goals. So, you know, that's part of what Linda's all about too, right? Because I didn't say it just then, but one of the things that is important about her was that she had knowledge that she shared, and she didn't make you feel like you didn't know something, and she didn't make you feel like you were not as smart or not as capable and not as experienced, but yet you'd share information, you'd say, oh, I should have known that. And I can think of one instance early on where I was first starting my long distance swimming. I had a 4-day race in Arizona coming up, and I was training for it, and she said, what's your nutrition? And I said, well, I'm drinking Gatorade, I'm doing this. She goes, no, you're doing distance swimming now. You've got to get serious about your nutrition. And it was a good piece of advice, and I followed it since then, because she shared that with me. She didn't have to. It might sound gratuitous, but it made all the difference in the world in my success in those races.
And then you did the channel crossing, two attempts before you folks finally made it.
We did. And you know, it's interesting because Ryan Leong, who's my swim partner I train with, he and I relied upon Linda throughout that entire process for advice. From the conditions we were looking for, the days we were going for, from training. She actually came, we have a great picture. She came down to watch us do our Hawaii Kai to Alawai swim, one of our training swims. So she was really behind us the entire time, giving us information that we could use to make our event successful. And of course, she was there at the beach, which was one of the greatest things for me, because she's a pretty important person in the world of swimming and a pretty important person to Ryan and I.
And you folks cut short your swim because of a shark the first time. And
we did. And you know, when I hear the stories about Linda and sharks, I wonder myself if we got out a little bit too early. Then again, when a tiger shark is circling you, you think maybe it's a good time to get out of the water.
Well, you really went long that day. A couple of days, right?
We did a couple of days, and you know, it's all the experience. I mean, open water swimming isn't just about, you know, a goal. It's about the experience of how you get there, not just getting there. And the training is so important, and the people and the friendships you make along the way, the bonds that you have, that is what really open water swimming and maybe all endurance sports are about. And people shouldn't lose sight of that. You shouldn't just look at the finish line. They should look at the whole course.
Yeah, but I don't know. Something about swimmers in this pod.
This is a great group of people. And I mean, I enjoy seeing everybody. It's funny. We're here for a service. But it really is a celebration of life, and we can laugh, and we can smile, and we can share stories with each other. And someone can say, how are you? You say, I'm great. I feel great. You know, and that's the kind of atmosphere and attitude that Linda created. And I think we'd she'd be bummed if we took any other approach to it.
Here's Frank Smith of Island Triathlon and Bike recalling his memories with Linda.
She was definitely independent and very modest, too. I was so, she was so modest. I mean, she didn't brag about anything. And she certainly had plenty to brag about.
Former Beaky Bike CEO and triathlete Lori McCartney has this story.
I was invited to swim out here to the church with Linda and with Tanya and some other women. And, you know, of course, Linda led the way. And we got out to about in front of the church, and some dolphins came. And one of them, which we thought might have been a male dolphin, started swimming around us, and kind of chirping at us. And Linda and the other women said, that's your welcome back to Oahu. And, you know, Linda didn't say much, those swims or any of the other swims I was with on her, but she just had that presence that made you feel included and that silent strength. And I'm going to remember that forever.
And University of Hawaii standout and swim coach Joe Lilikas has this to say.
Linda would always be helping others, and whether it is to get fitted for a suit or be there to help coach, Linda was always there. She would always think about others first and make sure that their goals are accomplished and what she could do to help them reach their goals. On Sundays at 2:00, she would have a special swimming group that she would assist along the way, and that was completely volunteer. And she had a really good following, and that made it really special, especially the last several months, that there'd be many people in the water, and it would take up a lane at the Oahu Club. So I remember seeing her there many times. So Linda left a great legacy, and she'll continue to live on.
That was a nod to long-distance athlete Linda Kaiser as we close out Women's History Month. Kaiser competed in more than 50 marathons, a couple of ultra-marathons, as well as the Ironman and Tinman triathlon races. Aloha and mahalo, Linda.